friends of the Vaughan Public Library out of Ashland. The first reader will be Ms. Lynn, and then second reader Jeff. But let's begin, please, with the word samples, Karen.
All righty, here they are.
Vaughan Public Library is located in Ashland, Wisconsin. They are looking for a grant of $1,900. The project total budget is $3,975. It's to engage families through artist-led learning experiences. They're looking to further develop a community art space in the library with different goals of public art projects. One of the things that I found in this was that I got confused as to what they were doing, because, and I wish I could speak as well as your two ladies, but I was confused on what they were doing, because first they talked about children, but then they repeatedly talked about the family. They talked about the Native American community, Bad River, which is very close there, but I never saw any connection to how they're going to bring those Native Americans over to participate in this. I never truly understood until we got much further down in the narrative of what they were going to do as art, what was the plan. So I found it to be a very wordy narrative with a lack of substance as I read it. There is corporation and foundation support, so I was glad to see that. They do have some good marketing plans. That was well planned out. But I just was a little confused as to what we were really going to end up with. If it's just the art space, is that what we're looking to do, and then going on the art space from there? I would like to see more surveys ahead of time with the community to understand exactly what the community would like to see. I guess that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you for those comments, Ms. Jeff?
I'll follow up the project that, although it did include families and children in the narrative, it doesn't really clearly state how those families are going to be incorporated into this process, wasn't addressed. And also with the mention of the racial issues of the community, I thought there was a lack of evidence for partnership with those groups or having them directly involved with the project.
Thank you, Jeff. Do any of the other panelists have a comment that they would care to make?
So this is one where I actually looked up the artist's website, because I was kind of curious what kind of person was going to be facilitating this. The support materials were neat as far as showing that kids were involved in art making, but I wanted to see who the artist was. And actually, I was quite surprised and delighted. She's a strong, I mean, is it allowable
sure.
to just sort of... Her work is strong, and it's really interesting.
Can you identify for
sure.
Jess and
if you
Karen
guys
and
are,
at home?
If you want to look online, I just looked up Betty Sitbon, Sitbon Art, and a bunch of images pop up. And she's got a Facebook page and so forth. So to me, that helped strengthen this application and made it a little bit more interesting, because I agree with everything that you said, Lynn. This is one that I struggled with, because I feel like it's really important in Ashland. And
mm-hmm.
they set it up to make it sound like this is a place where a project like this is needed. And I was so a little bit disappointed that it wasn't a stronger proposal. So here's... here's where my heart is torn. The fact that the library is the applicant suggests it's going to be well managed. I liked it that they were thinking of this as a pilot, where they were going to iron out the glitches this year in a small kind of way, and then if it works well, expand it. I thought that was a plus of this. I agree with you, Lynn. I'm wondering, they have great aspirations for kids in poverty, kids of different races and so forth to be involved, but how are they going to ensure that the mix of kids that they're looking for actually happens? I felt the evaluation process was thoughtful, and so I leave it with a torn heart.
Exactly.
The evaluation plan was empty. The document was empty.
Right.
Yes, I was in the
right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It was from
they
the
talked
narrative.
About it, but there was, yeah, that
yeah,
was not
the,
completed.
Yeah, there, it was their narrative that I thought was
yeah.
thoughtful, which they didn't illustrate.
Right, but I found a lot of disconnect between the actual grant questions and the answer.
Yeah.
A lot of times it was just a repeat of...
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, a couple of quick points. Again, it's a rural context dealing with a lot of poverty. That could just be a subject in the art making. Also, this cultural tension with the Native American reservation. That's all subject matter to me. You know, so when they're showing what I would call art tropes like Warhol, how do you use that as just a frame of reference to then get into local imagery, local meaning, particularly with children? It's possible. You just have to set it up. And then I also think about how they can engage. I imagine there's artists on the Native American reservation. At the least, there's networks to get tapped into to invite participation from the residents there. So all that, again, can just be an opportunity to talk about local culture and history, but also hybridization, like how can cultural mixing happen in a respect,